In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. With this sign of the cross, we were baptized into the life of the Holy Trinity. We recall our baptism with the sign of the cross made with holy water every time we enter the church. The sign of the cross is at the beginning and the end of our family prayers, such as grace before meals. We are blessed with the sign of the cross at every Mass and whenever we take a solemn vow. The sign of the cross and the invocation of the Holy Trinity is part of our lives as Catholics and remains so until we are dispatched from church at the end of our earthly journey, being blessed in the name of the Holy Trinity and in the sign of the cross, so that we might face our judgment and hopefully enter in a full way into the life of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The sign of the cross could well be called the sign of the Holy Trinity, because both the mystery of our Lord's saving death and glorious resurrection and the mystery of God Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are combined into one gesture. Whenever we make the sign of the cross, and whenever we celebrate the Holy Trinity, as we do today in the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, we do so with a profound sense of gratitude. Gratitude to God for allowing us to know so much about Him. You see, when God made us, He made us with the capacity to understand and to believe that there is a God. When we use our human resources to look out upon the world of nature and to see all of the patterns in nature, we know through our own rational abilities that there has to be a God. There has to be someone behind all of creation. And while we can know that there is a God, we really can't know much about God. What kind of God He is, what are His qualities, we can't know much of anything except through His revealing Himself, His showing Himself to us down through the ages, beginning with the people of Israel, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and their descendants. God made His presence known to them as one who would look after them and protect them and be one upon whom they could rely. And yet, God, being a great teacher, and knowing that good teachers follow a certain pedagogy, starting with the most simple things first and then building up in complexity, for many, many generations, those who worshiped and honored God, when asked for His name, could only respond, "I believe in the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He has told us no more." And they would say, "Our God is better than all the other gods." This was the first stage of God revealing Himself to His people. With Moses, the one to whom God would give the command, "Go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go," Moses responded to God with the question, "Whom shall I tell Pharaoh has sent me. And God revealed his name. He gave to Moses his name, I am who am. A name so sacred that the people of Israel would never pronounce it aloud, calling God simply Lord. The Lord has been good to us. The Lord is my shepherd. God would watch over his people, leading them out of slavery to the promised land, being at their side through thick and through thin, and yet time and time again, God's people would forsake their obedience to God. They would sin, they would transgress against the covenant, and yet God would continue to reveal himself to them, promising to send them a Savior, a Messiah, a Redeemer, and also promising the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And this was accomplished in the fullness of time. God would send into the world his only begotten Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity, incarnate. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us to teach us by his words, through his miracles, and above all through his saving death on the cross. He would teach us just how far God would go to share his life with us. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son so that we might not perish, but that we might have eternal life. And God would send forth the Holy Spirit, giving the apostles and giving the early church and giving to each and every one of us the gifts that we need in order to stay faithful to God, in order to know his will and to put it into practice in our daily living and to make our way to heaven. God would in fact reveal himself so completely that he would allow us to know him in an unprecedented manner by establishing and instituting the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. God would give us the ability not only to know that there is a God, and not only the ability to know certain things about him, God would give us himself, his very body and blood, soul and divinity, allowing us to receive him into our persons through Holy Communion, allowing us to carry him within us, his body becoming our body, so that we might in turn bring him to others, especially those who live in a world that longs to see his sacraments, especially the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament that makes us one in union with him, and one in communion with the body of Christ, the Church. May we continue to praise our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, each and every day of our lives. May we continue to witness to our faith by the sign of the cross, even in public circumstances. And may we never stop sharing the good news about how God loves the world precisely, loving poor sinners so much that he would pay the price for our sins, and that he would share his Holy Spirit with us so that we might truly live the good life here on earth and, please God, be welcomed one day through the gates of heaven, where we might know for all eternity what it truly means to be in union with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.